This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's more than 10 AFL LGBTI supporter groups as official parts of their clubs, creating a more diverse and inclusive environment for the game. Both Carlton Pride and Bulldogs Pride have been so excited for the Pride match, so we decided to have a chat with some of the members and organisers about what being a part of an inclusive AFL group means to them. Dina Curie spoke to David from Carlton Pride about how the supporters group came about.
Myself, I met with Carlton in November 2016. And just wondered whether or not they had a pride group, and they didn't. And I said that I thought it would be a great idea to have one. So we, I suppose, walked away from that meeting thinking, well, we'll just see what happens. But as it turns out, within about a couple of months, I had two other people join me and worked together to build Carlton Pride. And then Carlton Football Club, we've met with them a number of times, and they've been fantastically supportive of us. And because they've been impressed with the professional way we've gone about it, they have made us the only Tier 1 Carlton supporter group in Victoria. So we're seen as an extension of the club, and we get lots of support from them. They've been very supportive. They've been very willing to listen to us, very willing to hear where we think things needed to be improved. And they've gone along with that and helped us to build towards what we want to be, an inclusive and respectful Carlton community, so that all people can feel safe at the football. And that's our main aim.
So that must have been weird, having those kind of conversations.
Not weird, but I guess we're unsure. You know, at the very beginning, we were unsure about how the club would respond. And in fact, as you would know, there are pride groups for most of the clubs now, and I guess most of the pride groups have probably gone through the same process, where you're unsure what the club is going to think and how it's going to respond. And so you're hopeful that they'll respond in the way that you want, that you're just never sure that that's going to be the case. But in fact, we were actually blown away by the positivity that came from Carlton towards our group. We have a great relationship with the Bulldogs Pride, and we're really looking forward to the game.
The logo of Carlton Pride is actually going to be worn on the jerseys.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's an indication of how much work the committee has put in and how much support we've had from the club. And I should say too that the Western Bulldogs, they'll have a rainbow on their jumper, and the two cheer squads are working together to produce a banner together that all of the players will run through together. And I think that's a real reflection of the LGBTI community coming together and being as one.
Amy, one of the organisers of Bulldog Pride, can't wait for tomorrow night's Pride match. Inspired by the AFL Women's League, she had plenty to reflect on when she spoke with Dina Curie.
It's definitely a difference between the Men's League and the Women's League, is that we do have a history of having a lot of the LGBT community in it from the beginning at the grassroots level in a much more visible way. I think that they've realised that being inclusive wins more than it loses.
How do you think you guys are going to go on Friday night?
Look, we've lost a lot of our forward line. It's pretty concerning. Carlton are obviously a super strong side, but I think that the love from the home ground will hopefully push our players across the finish line.
What did you think of the Pride jerseys when you saw them?
They're beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. It's so exciting. I think that the rainbow just fits really perfectly in the Doggies Guernsey. Everyone who is a Doggies supporter should totally get involved in Bulldog Pride. We're an open book. You can get in contact with us on Facebook. We started not even a year ago, and the club's been so supportive of us. We went to them and said, look, we've got this idea many of us have been members of the club for many years. We've also been members of the LGBTI community for many, many years. You know, we're here, we're queer, we love footy. And the Western Bulldogs Club has just been so supportive. And they basically said, we were looking, we saw that other clubs were doing this. We wanted to do it too. We just didn't know how to find you. And I think it's a real credit to the club as well that even though they were supportive from the beginning, they let it be community-led. And they didn't do that thing, you know, that well-intentioned ally thing where they just think that they do what the queers want. They really, they are so good at consultation with the LGBT community, and they are so open to learning. And they've done professional development with all of their staff about how to be more inclusive, and it's a really exciting time, and I think the Western Bulldogs are doing really well on that.
Claire from Carlton Pride has been a Blues supporter since she was five, but tapped out when Essendon thrashed Carlton in the grand final in the late 90s, never quite settling back into the male-dominated environment of the game. She didn't really come back to Carlton until the AFL Women's League started. Claire sat down with Dina Curie to discuss how balancing gender on the field helped her re-embrace her love of the game, and how seeing queer players on the field changes what it means for her to watch the AFLW and see such inclusion.
I think for me, football was a kind of a gender divide for me more, and I've never really experienced exclusion of kind of through that gender lens more so than sexuality. But I think through the marriage equality campaign and the kind of last couple of years of the public discourse, I think that representation is really important, and having those role models is really important in to see all of those players out there and women's players who are happily proud in their lives, you know, playing with their partners or, you know, dating people in opposition teams, that they can have that celebrated and also be there for, you know, kids to witness and to kind of aspire to is just really fantastic. Every conversation I have with anyone at the moment is about AFLW, and I just think this is the icing on the cake for women's footy to have this match. Which is also not to say that I don't have some issues with my own club in Carlton and their stance during the marriage equality campaign. So I think this has really come from the Pride Collective group and the players themselves to actually bring AFL to the party to say, this is who we are and we want to celebrate it.
Carlton Pride has really helped to elevate that conversation within the club and what that actually means. Do you feel like that's the case?
I think it's tricky. I don't know the inner workings of Carlton Football Club. I certainly wrote a lot of letters to them about it. In, you know, I paid to be an AFLW member and, you know, took it to the membership team, took it to the then CEO. I was really, really affected by their stance. Like, I think, and probably more than I'd want to be, given, you know, it was an emotional time for all of us during the equality campaign, you know, and I've seen some criticism of the club and people are kind of wondering why Carlton has the game. But I think, you know, maybe a good thing is that they perhaps see what coming out with a non-position like they did has to the community, and through the kind of work of the Carlton Pride group and perhaps all of the members who wrote in and all of the people who called them out on their stance, they've kind of realised that actually they should have a more proactive and inclusive approach to footy, and I think that for me is a good thing. Maybe I'd feel differently and more cynical about it if I wasn't a Carlton supporter, but I'm really happy it's Carlton that are in the game. But I'd be there, it wouldn't matter which teams were playing. We know that AFL has a history of being the white male game, and I think that there's people within those organisations that probably want to hold on to that. But I think once they get to see the benefits of what happens when you invite women and families and a range of people from communities down to the clubs, how it actually benefits the community, makes it stronger and makes it a place that people want to be. And it means that the game will keep growing and keep living on. And I think also one of the other great things about AFLW is going to the games, and I, you know, different games I've taken 10, 20 people, and you can sit with your friends and enjoy it, and there's not angry men and screaming and, you know, being gross. And it's just a completely different feel. It's really supportive. I'm sure the niggle factor in season two of AFLW has come up, but it's really great space to be, to celebrate women competing against each other and really going hard and really performing. And, yeah, I love it. Can you tell?
You can join up for Bulldog... You can join up for Bulldog Pride or Carlton Pride online or at the Pride match tomorrow at Witten Oval.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.